A moment now to remember someone who became well known to listeners of this program over the years. Tom DiBaggio died yesterday at age 69. He was 57 when he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease and quite fearlessly shared his experience with us over the years. First with our colleague Noah Adams and later with our co-host Melissa Block, who offers this appreciation.
Tom DiBaggio lived for plants and the garden.
There's some Italian dandelion there, a couple of radicchios, another Italian salad green.
Tom started out selling tomato plants in styrofoam cups from his driveway in Arlington, Virginia, 25 cents apiece. That backyard business grew into a thriving herb farm and nursery with 100 varieties of tomato plants, 3 dozen kinds of basil, everything leafy and beautifully strong and fragrant.
This is one of the great scents, the scented geraniums, and this is an apple-scented geranium.
When Tom DiBaggio was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's, he set to work writing 2 books about living with the disease. He described with remarkable candor the frightening progression of his illness. "This is an unfinished story of a man dying in slow motion," he wrote in the first book, which he titled, with his typical brutal honesty, "Losing My Mind." He called Alzheimer's an uncontrolled evil, the closest thing to being eaten alive slowly. And he started telling his story here on this program. As he put it, he wanted to break through the sense of shame and silence Alzheimer's has engendered.
That's one of the great things about this. You can hug people that you never thought you could hug before.
Oh.
And they hug you back, and it's just changed the whole, in many ways it's changed the whole relationship. There's an openness and a freedom that goes with this. When you open yourself up to other people and tell them your secrets.
That was back in 1999, soon after Tom was diagnosed. Noah Adams visited him out at the herb farm in Virginia.
In any part of the day, can you forget that you have Alzheimer's now?
No. It's the only thing I haven't been able to forget. I guess it's because part of my life is excavating my mind, and I'm conscious of that. I'm conscious of Alzheimer's being there. And in fact, I'm working it like a vein of gold to try and get something out of it for humanity. I don't know whether I'm going to do that. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do that or not.
Tom DiBaggio was adamant with his family that when he died, he wanted his brain donated to science for Alzheimer's research. Over the years, we heard from many listeners who grew to care deeply about Tom DiBaggio and his family, his son Francesco, and his wife of 47 years, Joyce, who spoke with me in 2007.
He wanted to be out there. He wanted people to see him really bad. He wanted it all recorded. He said, "Even if I can't talk, I want people to see."
Yeah, I wanted them to know that I was going to die. And this is what I say.
Tom DiBaggio died yesterday at age 69. Besides his family, he leaves his 2 books on Alzheimer's, an encyclopedia of herbs he co-authored, and a number of herb cultivars he introduced, including one named for his wife, Golden Rain Rosemary, Joyce DiBaggio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.